Southbound, space to ground 2 for TUI. This is your hand pass reminder with a rise time of 11:05.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Shooks and PFC. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Shooks and a delay for your PFC. Party needs about 5 more minutes to get ready for the PFC, so you can wait till 12:05 to call in.
Roger, copy that.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Tibor and PFC.
Greetings on 2, Houston.
Tibor, good afternoon. For your family conference later today, it's on your timeline at 17:05. Your family is available at around 1500 if a 1500 start time happened to work for you.
So shortly after 1500, we will do the axiom imagery with the whole crew, but basically, after 15:35, I think that could work very well. Although I see some KU handovers as well.
Tibor, that sounds like a good plan. How about 15:45?
15:45 sounds good.
Okay, we'll plan to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Center
are out. Sarisa. In case it's helpful, what we have right now showing on the screen before the power cycle is a whole bunch of numbers, and then it says write error on swap device, and it says that over and over again, like a chalkboard punishment.
We copied chalkboard punishment. Clearly it was a misbehaving laptop. To continue its punishment, we'll take the power cycle. Thanks for the report.
Good work.
In Houston Station on 2, could you ask Axiom to let me back in my DFC?
Peggy, good afternoon. We will do so.
Thank you so much.
Houston Station, flight that reboot is complete, and it looks like the normal HV5 is go for ops with HV5 login screen.
Thanks, Ann. We copy, and it's looking good on our end, too. We appreciate the help. Station Houston on 2 for Suave and conference.
No problem, too.
Hey, Suave, we know you had some audio issues with the ground participant in your earlier conference. We wanted to let you know that they have resolved the issues and everything's working. If you wanted to have another go at it with better audio, we'd be happy to make that happen for you at around 15:45.
Houston Station, Suave on 2 for conference.
Hey, Suave, we are with you on 2. Just wanted to let you know that your ground party was able to fix the audio issues from your earlier conference, and if you'd like to try again with better audio, we could connect you around 15:45.
Would it be possible to do this conference slightly later? For example, before my service exercise, let's say 16:30, would that be okay?
Suave, we can give that a try. We will be on 275, so there might take a few extra minutes to connect, but as long as you're okay being flexible there, we could try it at that time.
Actually, 15:45 works well. I can do 15:45, and it will be after the one of the activity I have. That would be great.
Okay, we copy 15:45, and we'll plan on that. Thanks, Suave.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Sensation on 2 for WC. First take, folks.
Okay, for good afternoon. You are going step 2 decimal 2.
Okay,
station Houston on 2 for Peggy and PFC.
ACR commentator on. You are looking live at Launch Pad 6, Site 31 at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, where a 3-stage Soyuz 2.1A booster stands fully fueled, ready for launch just 22 minutes from now on a 2-day journey to deliver 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the residents of the International Space Station. Good afternoon from Mission Control in Houston and the International Space Station Flight Control Room. That Soyuz booster was fueled for launch several hours ago by technicians down in Baikonur in the Central Asian Desert. It is just after midnight Baikonur time on the 4th of July. It is quite sultry in this summer evening out there, 90 degrees Fahrenheit, partly cloudy skies for the liftoff of the Soyuz and the Progress 92 resupply craft. That launch scheduled at 2:32:40 p.m. Central Time. That's 32 minutes and 40 seconds after midnight Baikonur time on Friday morning. The Soyuz booster and the Progress resupply craft encapsulated in the upper stage of that three-stage rocket rolled out to the pad on Tuesday, where technicians worked to hook up electrical lines and fuel lines and make final preparations for the liftoff of the Progress. That launch will carry the Soyuz booster arcing out to the northeast of the Baikonur Cosmodrome into an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator, and again beginning a 34-orbit, two-day journey to reach the International Space Station for what is expected to be an automated docking at 4:27 p.m. Central Time on Saturday afternoon. Soyuz booster, by the way, is emblazoned with the logo of the Apollo Soyuz mission, which is just 2 weeks away from marking the 50th anniversary of that historic spaceflight. On July 15, 1975, Soyuz spacecraft with Alexei Leonov and Valery Kubasov on board launched first from Baikonur, followed 7.5 hours later by the Apollo spacecraft, Tom Stafford, Vance Brand, and Deke Slayton on board. That was the precursor to the international cooperation that has existed for the past 5 decades, and, of course, which is seen today aboard the International Space Station. On board the station at this hour, the Expedition 73 crew, led by Takoya Onishi, the commander of the station from the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, 3 NASA astronauts, Anne McLean, Nicole Ayers, and Johnny Kim, and 3 Roscosmos cosmonauts, Sergei Ryzhikov, Kirill Peskov, and Alexei Zubritsky, and the 4 crew members of the Axiom 4 private astronaut mission, former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, India's Shubhanshu Shukla, Poland's Slavoj Znansky Wisniewski, and Hungary's Tibor Kapu, all on board the 11 crew members who will be watching and waiting for the arrival of this uncrewed Progress resupply craft on Saturday afternoon. We're just 19 minutes and 5 seconds away from the liftoff of 92 Progress. The countdown has been going very smoothly. Some of the highlights that we will be seeing over the next few minutes leading to the liftoff itself will first occur at about the T-minus 5-minute 30-second mark, when launch control at the blockhouse in Baikonur will report that the range in Baikonur is clear and that the Soyuz rocket is ready to begin its journey. About 30 seconds later, onboard systems will be switched to onboard control, and at the T-minus 4-minute mark, the fuel lines and other elements of the rocket engines will be purged with nitrogen to fireproof them by removing vapors of fuel and oxidizer. About 1:15 after that, at the T-minus 2-minute 45-second mark, the booster's fuel tanks will be pressurized for flight, optimizing the flow of fuel and helping to add structural support to the rocket. Ground propellant feed will be terminated at the T-minus 1-minute 30-second mark, just before the Soyuz booster is placed on internal power. About 35 seconds before liftoff, the first of 2 umbilical towers buttressed up against the side of the Soyuz booster will retract. That will initiate auto-sequence start. About 15 seconds later, the second umbilical tower will be retracting as well, and that will initiate engine start. The engines will come up to flight speed. The hold-down posts will be retracted, and the Soyuz booster and the Progress 92 spacecraft will be on their way. The Progress is also now on autonomous power down in Baikonur. The first 8 minutes and 45 seconds of flight to deliver the Progress into its preliminary orbit, where it will deploy its solar arrays and navigational antennas. The launch phase is operated by the engineers at the blockhouse in Baikonur. As soon as the Progress reaches orbit and it separates from the third stage of the Soyuz booster, control will be turned over to the flight control team at the Russian Mission Control Center in Korolyov on the outskirts of Moscow for the rest of the two-day journey to the International Space Station. There you see a view from a balcony camera overlooking the International Space Station flight control room in Korolyov outside of Moscow. And you see on the lower right-hand corner of the front screen, that's the Apollo Soyuz logo, just as it is emblazoned on the side of the Soyuz booster, marking the 50th anniversary of the Apollo Soyuz mission. We're hearing communications from the blockhouse in Baikonur. This is an uncrewed vehicle carrying 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies. It will dock on Saturday afternoon to the port on the space-facing side of the International Space Station. The docking port is vacated on July 1st. Two days ago, the beach cargo and orbit of the older Progress 90 cargo craft that had arrived at the station months ago. Progress 92 will not have a port module. The schedule will be an automated pilot. Saturday afternoon, 27 Central Time at 27 p.m. Eastern Time. We're approaching the 2:15 mark in the countdown. Again, everything is going pretty smoothly. We're expecting a lift on 2:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Central Time. 2:32 p.m. Eastern. 30 minutes and 40 seconds after midnight on Thursday, on Friday, I should say, in Baikonur. Some of the ascent tiles that you'll be looking at, the go-uphill with the Progress of the cargo craft, the stage of the stage of Soyuz booster, hit at 1 minute 50 seconds mark. At the 4 second mark, the launch shroud will be jettisoned and the shroud, basically the clamshell-like shroud that encompasses and envelops the Progress at the top of the third stage of the vehicle. Second stage shutdown will occur at the 4:30 mark in the flight. Couple of attempts to get a third stage. Third engine will be burning at that point. Skirt opening the stage of the Soyuz booster will separate at the 4:57 mark and the last milestone of the third stage orbital insertion. Into the mission. The third stage separation of the Soyuz booster from the Progress will occur 4 seconds later at 8:49, followed seconds later by the command to deploy the Progress's solar arrays and navigational antennas. For a 34-orbit, two-day journey, the launch window today down in Baikonur is 25 seconds long. You can see the Soyuz venting liquid oxygen from the first stage of the booster. Everything is proceeding on track as we approach the T-minus 13-minute mark in the countdown. Once the Progress arrives at the International Space Station, the docking voice on Saturday afternoon, the cosmonauts board the station inside the docking interface between the Progress and voice before opening the hatch and beginning the process of unloading the cargo that's on board again. 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the cruisers of the International Outpost. The Progress supply vehicle is expected to remain docked to the station for approximately 6 months or so before it departs much later this year. It's a delivery run, once again, for the continuing chain of supply craft that maintain an ongoing supply of food, fuel, and supplies and dry goods for the crew members on board the station, along with a surplus that is used in any shortfall of any food or other supplies for the crew members on board the international complex. Once the Progress arrives at its preliminary orbit, a series of pre-programmed engine times called TV burns or tiltable TV burns will be conducted that will incrementally raise the altitude of the Progress to match that of the International Space Station before we go into this automated maneuver operations at mid-afternoon on Saturday. At the moment, the International Space Station and its 11 occupants are flying 260 statute miles over the South Pacific, about to begin a southwest and northeasterly swing in an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. We've just passed the 10-minute mark in the countdown, approaching 9 minutes 45 seconds before liftoff. Once again, can barely make it out, but you can see the umbilical, one of the two umbilicals that is buttressed up against the side of the Soyuz booster, the 2.1A booster, on Launch Pad 6 at Site 31 in Baikonur. That taller of the two umbilicals will retract at about the T-minus 35-second mark, followed some 20 seconds later by the second umbilical. That will trigger the beginning of the engine firing sequence that will enable the engines on the first stage to come up to flight speed and command the hold-down posts to be released, allowing the Soyuz to take flight. All is quiet here in the International Space Station Flight Control Room at Mission Control. Flight Director Fiona Antkowiak polled her team of flight controllers of the Orbit 2 team about 40 minutes ago and gave a go for launch that was relayed to the Russian flight control team at the Russian Mission Control Center outside of Moscow. And we've just passed the 8-minute mark in the countdown. All quiet at the blockhouse in Baikonur. A number of activities about to get underway over the next few minutes in preparation for engine ignition and liftoff. Countdown clocks continue to tick backward. We're at T-minus 6 minutes 45 seconds before launch. T-minus 5 minutes 45 seconds before launch. We're coming up on the milestone of launch control down in Baikonur. Reporting that the range is clear and that the Soyuz rocket is ready to begin its journey. We are at the T-minus 5-minute mark in the countdown. Onboard systems now switching to onboard control Soyuz booster. Again, this is a three-stage rocket. The first stage will burn for about a minute and 57 seconds before separating. The second stage engine will have ignited to continue the journey uphill for the progress, an 8-minute, 45-second journey to deposit the resupply craft into its preliminary orbit. Passing the T-minus 4-minute mark in the countdown, the fuel lines on the Soyuz, other elements of the rocket engines now being purged with nitrogen. Everything ready in Baikonur for a midsummer's night launch to deliver Progress 92 cargo craft and 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the residents of the International Space Station. Approaching the T-minus 3-minute mark in the countdown. Mark, T-minus 3 minutes. The booster's fuel tank soon to be pressurized for flight. T-minus 2 minutes 30 seconds and counting. T-minus 2 minutes and counting. 2 minutes from launch. Just a few seconds from now, the ground propellant feed will be terminated to the rocket. The booster and the Progress itself on autonomous power. T-minus 90 seconds. Coming up on the 1-minute mark. Mark, 1 minute and counting. 20 seconds away from the first umbilical retraction. There's the retraction of that first umbilical. T-minus 25 seconds and counting. Just a few seconds away from the second umbilical retracting. That begins the engine sequence start. And we have engine ignition. The engine's coming up to flight speed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff. Liftoff of the Progress 92 cargo craft bound for the International Space Station. Soyuz booster arcing out to the northeast. Roll, pitch, and yaw all nominal. Engine performance nominal as the Soyuz heads downrange. 37 seconds into the flight, all parameters reported to be normal from the blockhouse in Baikonur. Punching a hole through the clouds, heading into an orbit 51.6 degrees inclined to the equator. Engine chamber pressure is nominal. We've passed the 1-minute mark into the flight. Yaw, pitch, and roll all reported to be nominal. Passing through the area of maximum dynamic pressure on the vehicle. 1 minute 25 seconds into the flight. About 25 seconds remaining in first stage performance. Everything looking good on the Soyuz booster, standing by for first stage sep. And we have confirmation of first stage separation on time. 2 minutes, 16 seconds into the flight. Second stage up and running. Good stabilization on the vehicle reported. So far, all of the structural parameters reported to be normal from the engineers at the blockhouse in Baikonur. Second stage performance is by the book, according to the engineers. 6 minutes of powered flight remaining. 3 minutes, 11 seconds into the flight. Everything going well. The launch shroud has been jettisoned. The Progress being propelled uphill on the power of the second stage engine on the Soyuz 2.1 booster. 3.5 minutes into the flight. 5 minutes of powered flight remaining. Nothing but good reports coming from the blockhouse in Baikonur so far. now past the 4-minute mark into the flight. The liftoff time was right on the money at 2:32:40 p.m. Central Time. Second stage performance continues to be nominal, according to the engineers in Baikonur. You're looking at a live view from a balcony camera, the Russian Mission Control Center in the town of Korolyov on the outskirts of Moscow. Those flight controllers will take over control of the vehicle. The Progress itself, following its separation from the third stage of the Soyuz booster. And we have confirmation of the shutdown of the second stage engine. The Soyuz being propelled now by the third stage engine. There you see the second stage, the third stage skirt jettison, and that view on the center screen of the Russian Mission Control Center. 5:15 into the flight, everything looking good so far. 5.5 minutes into the flight, so far so good. The Progress being propelled uphill by its third stage engine on the Soyuz 2.1A booster. 3 minutes of powered flight remaining. Now we have a better view from the camera on the upper stage of the Soyuz booster. If we hold this view, we should be able to see third stage shutdown, spacecraft separation, and the deployment of the solar arrays on the Progress itself. 6:15 into the flight, 2.5 minutes of powered flight remaining. Third stage engine performance is nominal. 6:48 into the flight, just 2 minutes of powered flight remaining. So far, everything has gone by the book, all of the milestones having been passed in Griphammer fashion. The yaw, pitch, and roll, all good. Good structural stability on the Soyuz booster's third stage. 7:45 into the flight, 1 minute of powered flight remaining. Expecting third stage shutdown at the 1:45 mark, followed just seconds later by spacecraft separation. Passing 8:15 into the flight, 30 seconds of powered flight remaining. All the parameters on the third stage engine beginning to tail off now as we stand by for third stage shutdown and spacecraft separation. Third stage shutdown confirmed and spacecraft separation. Command should be open early for the initiation of the deployment of the solar arrays and navigational antennas of Progress. And there they go. And then we confirmation all the arrays, all the navigational antennas have now been deployed. So it's a fundamental and smooth ride uphill for the length of the cargo craft. It is now on its way for 2 days. Once again, launch occurred on time at 2:32:40 p.m. Central Time. It was 32:40 a.m. right after midnight at Baikonur on Friday morning. The Progress soon. We see our first view from the external TV camera on the front, looking out of the Earth. But this camera will come into a more significant Saturday. And the docking of the Progress on the space-facing side of the Russian segment, the International Space Station. And the Progress's CORS automated rendezvous system is now in its test mode, per the timeline. All goes as planned. The Progress will reach the neighborhood of the International Space Station at mid-afternoon on Saturday and begin a fly-around of the station to align its forward docking probe with the Poisk module for an automated link-up to the Poisk at 4:27 p.m. Central Time, 5:27 p.m. Eastern Time. Back here in the International Space Station Flight Control Room here in Mission Control in Houston, the Orbit 2 team of flight controllers now settling in for the remainder of its shift for the day. It's been an off-duty day for the crew on board the International Space Station. The launch of the Progress 92 cargo craft occurred on time at 2:32:42 p.m. Central Time. Everything went perfectly on the ride uphill. 8:45 ride delivered the Progress into its preliminary orbit. Progress now will execute a pre-programmed series of engine firings to raise its altitude, eventually to match that of the International Space Station, for the final phase of the rendezvous and the eventual docking of the Progress to the Poisk module on Saturday afternoon. With that, here's a look at our docking coverage on NASA Plus on Saturday. We'll go on the air at 4:45 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:45 p.m. Central. Docking is expected at 5:27 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:27 p.m. Central Time on Saturday. So amidst your holiday weekend plans, please tune in to us on Saturday, and we'll bring you along as the newest cargo craft arrives at the International Space Station with 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies. For now, we'll sign off for our coverage of this launch of the Progress 92. Have a great 4th of July. That's it. We'll sign off. This is Mission Control in Houston.
Houston Station on 2, this is TB for SBO.
TB, go ahead on 2.
Evening, Houston. I have this space basics outage tomorrow regarding dosimetry and law on ISS. Problem is that the docks that are attached to IPV, I cannot open those on the tablet, so I cannot really paste it in the teleprompter. Would it be possible if, you know, Axiom could send these to me in an email?
TB, understand the problem. You want to be able to open the SBO items on your iPad, on your tablet. Give us just a moment to talk about it, and we'll see what we can do.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for TBOR and SBO.
Live event in Columbus has finished, and we have resumed normal audio and video configuration.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tui. This is your hand-passed reminder with a rise time of 11:05.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Shooks and PFC. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Shooks and a delay for your PFC. Party needs about 5 more minutes to get ready for the PFC, so can wait till 12:05 to call in.
Roger, copy that.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for TBOR and PFC.
UTNT Houston.
TBOR, good afternoon. For your family conference later today, it's on your timeline at 17:05. Your family is available at around 1500 if a 1500 start time happened to work for you.
So shortly after 1500, we would do the Axiom imagery with the whole crew. But basically after 1535, I think that could work very well. Although I see some KU handovers as well.
Tibor, that sounds like a good plan. How about 1545?
1545 sounds good.
Okay. We'll plan to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Center
are out. The research tape is helpful. What we have right now showing on the screen before the power cycle is a whole bunch of numbers, and then it says write error on swap device, and it says that over and over again, like a chalkboard punishment.
We copied chalkboard punishment. Clearly it was a misbehaving laptop. To continue its punishment, we'll take the power cycle. Thanks for the report.
In Houston Station on 2, could you ask Axiom to let me back in my DFC?
Peggy, good afternoon. We will do so.
Thank you so much.
Houston Station, flight that reboot is complete, and it looks like the normal HV5 is go for ops with HV5 login screen.
Thanks, Ann. We copy, and it's looking good on our end, too. I appreciate the help. Station Houston on 2 for Suave and conference.
No problem, too.
Hey, Suave, we know you had some audio issues with the ground participant in your earlier conference. We wanted to let you know that they have resolved the issues and everything's working. If you wanted to have another go at it with better audio, we'd be happy to make that happen for you at around 1545.
Houston Station, Suave on 2 for conference.
Hey, Suave, we are with you on 2. Just wanted to let you know that your ground party was able to fix the audio issues from your earlier conference, and if you'd like to try again with better audio, we could connect you around 1545.
And would it be possible to do this conference slightly later? For example, before my service exercise, let's say 16:30, would that be okay?
Suave, we can give that a try. We will be on 275, so there might take a few extra minutes to connect, but as long as you're okay being flexible there, we could try it at that time.
Actually, 15:45 works well. I can do 15:45, and it will be up to the one of the activity I have. That would be great.
Okay, we copy 15:45, and we'll plan on that. Thanks, Suave.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Sensation at you for WC First Info.
Super, good afternoon. You are going step 2.2. Station Houston on 2 for Peggy and PFC.
PCR commentator on. You are looking live at Launch Pad 6, Site 31 at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, where a three-stage Soyuz 2.1A booster stands fully fueled, ready for launch just 22 minutes from now on a two-day journey to deliver 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies for the residents of the International Space Station. Good afternoon from Mission Control in Houston and the International Space Station Flight Control Room. That Soyuz booster was fueled for launch several hours ago by technicians down in Baikonur in the Central Asian Desert. It is just after midnight Baikonur time on the 4th of July. It is quite sultry in this summer evening out there, 90 degrees Fahrenheit, partly cloudy skies for the liftoff of the Soyuz and the Progress 92 resupply craft. That launch scheduled at 2:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Central Time. That's 32 minutes and 40 seconds after midnight Baikonur time on Friday morning. The Soyuz booster and the Progress resupply craft, encapsulated in the upper stage of that three-stage rocket, rolled out to the pad on Tuesday, where technicians worked to hook up electrical lines and fuel lines and make final preparations for the liftoff of the Progress. That launch will carry the Soyuz booster arcing out to the northeast of the Baikonur Cosmodrome into an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator, and again beginning a 34-orbit, two-day journey to reach the International Space Station for what is expected to be an automated docking at 4:27 p.m. Central Time on Saturday afternoon. Soyuz booster, by the way, is emblazoned with the logo of the Apollo Soyuz mission, which is just 2 weeks away from marking the 50th anniversary of that historic spaceflight. On July 15, 1975, Soyuz spacecraft with Alexei Leonov and Valery Kubasov on board launched first from Baikonur, followed 7.5 hours later by the Apollo spacecraft, Tom Stafford, Vance Brand, and Deke Slayton on board. That was the precursor to the international cooperation that has existed for the past 5 decades, and, of course, which is seen today aboard the International Space Station. On board the station at this hour, the Expedition 73 crew, led by Takoya Onishi, the commander of the station from the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, three NASA astronauts, Anne McLean, Nicole Ayers, and Johnny Kim, and three Roscosmos cosmonauts, Sergei Ryzhikov, Kirill Peskov, and Alexei Zubritsky, and the four crew members of the Axiom 4 private astronaut mission, former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, India's Shubhanshu Shukla, Poland's Slavoj Znansky Vishnitsky, and Hungary's Tibor Kapu, all on board the 11 crew members who will be watching and waiting for the arrival of this uncrewed Progress resupply craft on Saturday afternoon. We're just 19 minutes and 5 seconds away from the liftoff of 92 Progress. The countdown has been going very smoothly. Some of the highlights that we will be seeing over the next few minutes leading to the liftoff itself will first occur at about the T-minus 5-minute 30-second mark, when launch control at the blockhouse in Baikonur will report that the range in Baikonur is clear and that the Soyuz rocket is ready to begin its journey. About 30 seconds later, onboard systems will be switched to onboard control, and at the T-minus 4-minute mark, the fuel lines and other elements of the rocket engines will be purged with nitrogen to fireproof them by removing vapors of fuel and oxidizer. About a minute and 15 seconds after that, at the T-minus 2-minute 45-second mark, the booster's fuel tanks will be pressurized for flight, optimizing the flow of fuel and helping to add structural support to the rocket. Ground propellant feed will be terminated at the T-minus 1 minute, 30-second mark, just before the Soyuz booster is placed on internal power. About 35 seconds before liftoff, the first of two umbilical towers buttressed up against the side of the Soyuz booster will retract. That will initiate auto-sequence start. About 15 seconds later, the second umbilical tower will be retracting as well, and that will initiate engine start. The engines will come up to flight speed, the hold-down posts will be retracted, and the Soyuz booster and the Progress 92 spacecraft will be on their way. The Progress is also now on autonomous power down in Baikonur. The first 8 minutes and 45 seconds of flight to deliver the Progress into its preliminary orbit, where it will deploy its solar arrays and navigational antennas. The launch phase is operated by the engineers at the blockhouse in Baikonur. As soon as the Progress reaches orbit and it separates from the third stage of the Soyuz booster, control will be turned over to the flight control team at the Russian Mission Control Center in Korolyov on the outskirts of Moscow for the rest of the two-day journey to the International Space Station. There you see a view from a balcony camera overlooking the International Space Station flight control room in Korolyov outside of Moscow. And you see on the lower right-hand corner of the front screen, that's the Apollo Soyuz logo, just as it is emblazoned on the side of the Soyuz booster, marking the 50th anniversary of the Apollo Soyuz mission. We're hearing communications from the blockhouse in Baikonur. This is an uncrewed vehicle carrying 2.8 tons of crude fuel and supplies. It will dock on Saturday afternoon to the port on the space fishing side of the International Space Station. The docking port was vacated on July 1st, 2 days ago. The department and orbit of the older Progress 90 cargo craft that had arrived at the station months ago. Progress 92 will have a point module that is scheduled to be an automated practice Saturday afternoon, 27 Central Time at 27 p.m. Eastern Time. We're approaching the 2:15 mark in the countdown. Again, everything is going pretty smoothly. We're expecting a lift on 2:32:40 p.m. Central Time, 2:32 p.m. Eastern. 2:42 after midnight on Thursday, on Friday, I should say, in Baikonur. Some of the ascent milestones that you'll be learning, the go-up tittle with the Progress cargo craft, the stage of the three-stage Soyuz booster hit at 1 minute 50 seconds mark. At the 4-second mark, the launch travel will be jettisoned. Basically, the clamshell bike shroud that encompasses and envelops the Progress at the top of the third stage of the vehicle. Second stage shutdown will occur at the 4:30 mark in the flight. Double the test stage. Third engine will be burning at that point. Skirt opening the stage of the Soyuz booster will separate at the 4:57 mark. And the last milestone of the stage orbital insertion minutes 45 seconds into the mission. The third stage separation of the Soyuz booster from the Progress will occur 4 seconds later at 8:49, followed seconds later by the command to deploy the Progress's solar arrays and navigational antennas. For a 34-orbit, two-day journey, the launch window today down in Baikonur is 25 seconds long. You can see the Soyuz venting liquid oxygen from the first stage of the booster. Everything is proceeding on track as we approach the T-minus 13-minute mark in the countdown. Once the Progress arrives at the International Space Station, the docking avoid on Saturday afternoon, the cosmonauts board the station inside the interface between the Progress and Poisk before opening the hatch and beginning the process of unloading the cargo that's on board again. supplies and dry goods for the crew members on board the station, along with a surplus that is used in any shortfall of any food or other supplies for the crew members on board the international complex. Once the progress arrived at the preliminary orbit, a series of pre-programmed engine tests called PV burns or Delta Velocity burns will be conducted that will incrementally raise the altitude of the progress to match that of the International Space Station before we go into this automated new operations in mid-afternoon on Saturday.
At the moment, the International Space Station and its 11 occupants are flying 260 statute miles over the South Pacific, about to begin a southwest and northeasterly swing in an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. We've just passed the 10-minute mark in the countdown, approaching 9 minutes 45 seconds before liftoff. Once again, you can barely make it out, but you can see the umbilical, one of the two umbilicals that is buttressed up against the side of the Soyuz booster, the 2.1A booster, on Launch Pad 6 at Site 31 in Baikonur. That taller of the two umbilicals will retract at about the T-minus 35-second mark, followed some 20 seconds later by the second umbilical. That will trigger the beginning of the engine firing sequence that will enable the engines on the first stage to come up to flight speed and command the hold-down posts to be released, allowing the Soyuz to take flight. All is quiet here in the International Space Station Flight Control Room at Mission Control. Flight Director Fiona Antkowiak polled her team of flight controllers of the Orbit 2 team about 40 minutes ago and gave a go for launch that was relayed to the Russian flight control team of the Russian Mission Control Center outside of Moscow. And we've just passed the 8-minute mark in the countdown. All quiet at the blockhouse in Baikonur. A number of activities about to get underway over the next few minutes in preparation for engine ignition and liftoff. Countdown clocks continue to tick backward. We're at T-minus 6 minutes 45 seconds before launch. T-minus 5 minutes 45 seconds before launch. We're coming up on the milestone of launch control down in Baikonur. Reporting that the range is clear and that the Soyuz rocket is ready to begin its journey. We are at the T-minus 5-minute mark in the countdown. Onboard systems now switching to onboard control Soyuz boosters. Again, this is a three-stage rocket. The first stage will burn for about a minute and 57 seconds before separating. The second stage engine will have ignited to continue the journey uphill for the progress, an 8-minute, 45-second journey to deposit the resupply craft into its preliminary orbit. Passing the T-minus 4-minute mark in the countdown, the fuel lines on the Soyuz, other elements of the rocket engines now being purged with nitrogen. Everything ready in Baikonur for a Midsummer's Night launch to deliver Progress 92 cargo craft and 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the residents of the International Space Station. Approaching the T-minus 3-minute mark in the countdown. Mark, T-minus 3 minutes. The booster's fuel tank soon to be pressurized for flight. T-minus 2 minutes, 30 seconds and counting. T-minus 2 minutes and counting, 2 minutes from launch. Just a few seconds from now, the ground propellant feed will be terminated to the rocket. The booster and the Progress itself on autonomous power. T-minus 90 seconds. Coming up on the 1-minute mark. Mark, 1 minute and counting. 20 seconds away from the first umbilical retraction. There's the retraction of that first umbilical. T-minus 25 seconds and counting. Just a few seconds away from the second umbilical retracting. That begins the engine sequence start. And we have engine ignition. The engine's coming up to flight speed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff. Liftoff of the Progress 92 cargo craft bound for the International Space Station. Soyuz booster arcing out to the northeast. Roll, pitch, and yaw all nominal. Engine performance nominal as the Soyuz heads downrange. 37 seconds into the flight, all parameters reported to be normal from the blockhouse in Baikonur. Punching a hole through the clouds,
heading into an orbit 51.6 degrees inclined to the equator. Engine chamber pressure is nominal. You've passed the 1 minute mark into the flight. Yaw, pitch, and roll all reported to be nominal. Passing through the area of maximum dynamic pressure on the vehicle. 1 minute 25 seconds into the flight. 25 seconds remaining in first stage performance. Everything looking good on the Soyuz booster, standing by for first stage SEP. And we have confirmation of first stage separation on time. 2 minutes 16 seconds into the flight. Second stage up and running. Good stabilization on the vehicle reported. So far, all of the structural parameters reported to be normal from the engineers at the blockhouse in Baikonur. Second stage performance is by the book, according to the engineers. 6 minutes of powered flight remaining. 3 minutes, 11 seconds into the flight. Everything going well. The launch shroud has been jettisoned. The progress being propelled uphill on the power of the second stage engine on the Soyuz 2.1 booster. 3.5 minutes into the flight. 5 minutes of powered flight remaining. Nothing but good reports coming from the blockhouse in Baikonur so far. Now past the 4 minute mark into the flight. The liftoff time was right on the money at 2:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Central Time. Second stage performance continues to be nominal according to the engineers in Baikonur. You're looking at a live view from a balcony camera, the Russian Mission Control Center, in the town of Korolyov on the outskirts of Moscow. Those flight controllers will take over control of the vehicle, the progress itself following its separation from the third stage of the Soyuz booster. And we have confirmation of the shutdown of the second stage engine. The Soyuz being propelled now by the third stage engine. There you see the second stage, the third stage skirt jettison, and that view on the center screen of the Russian Mission Control Center. 5 minutes, 15 seconds into the flight, everything looking good so far. 5.5 minutes into the flight, so far so good. The progress being propelled uphill by its third stage engine on the Soyuz 2.1A booster. 3 minutes of powered flight remaining. Now we have a better view from the camera on the upper stage of the Soyuz booster. If we hold this view, we should be able to see third stage shutdown, spacecraft separation, and the deployment of the solar arrays on the progress itself. 6 minutes, 15 seconds into the flight, 2.5 minutes of powered flight remaining. Third stage engine performance is nominal. 6 minutes, 48 seconds into the flight, just 2 minutes of powered flight remaining. So far, everything has gone by the book, all of the milestones having been passed in trip hammer fashion. The yaw, pitch, and roll, all good. Good structural stability on the Soyuz booster's third stage. 7 minutes, 45 seconds into the flight. 1 minute of powered flight remaining. Expecting third stage shutdown at the 1 minute 45 second mark, followed just seconds later by spacecraft separation. Passing 8 minutes. 8 minutes, 15 seconds into the flight, 30 seconds of power flight remaining. All the parameters on the third stage engine beginning to tail off now as we stand by for third stage shutdown and spacecraft separation. Third stage shutdown confirmed and spacecraft separation. Command should be open early for the initiation of the deployment of the solar arrays and navigation lamps as a progress. And there they go. All the navigation antennas have now been deployed, so it's an fundamental and smooth ride up to the full progress thanks to cargo craft. It is now on its way for a 2-day journey and a delivery plan to the International Space Station. Once again, launch occurred on time at 2:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Central Time. It was 32 minutes and 40 seconds a.m. right after midnight at Baikonur on Friday morning. The progress soon. We see our first view from the external TV camera on the front, looking out of the Earth. This camera will come into a more significant Saturday of phase five and the docking of the progress of the poison module on the space-facing side of the Russian segment, the International Space Station. And the Progress's CORS automated rendezvous system is now in its test mode, per the timeline. All goes as planned. The Progress will reach the neighborhood of the International Space Station at mid-afternoon on Saturday and begin a fly-around of the station to align its forward docking probe with the POISC module for an automated link-up to the POISC at 4:27 p.m. Central Time, 5:27 p.m. Eastern Time. Back here in the International Space Station Flight Control Room here in Mission Control in Houston, the Orbit 2 team of flight controllers now settling in for the remainder of its shift for the day. It's been an off-duty day for the crew on board the International Space Station. The launch of the Progress 92 cargo craft occurred on time at 2:32 and 40 seconds p.m. Central Time. Everything went perfectly on the ride uphill. 8-minute, 45-second ride delivered the Progress into its preliminary orbit. Progress now will execute a pre-programmed series of engine firings to raise its altitude, eventually to match that of the International Space Station, for the final phase of the rendezvous and the eventual docking of the Progress to the POISC module on Saturday afternoon. With that, here's a look at our docking coverage on NASA Plus on Saturday. We'll go on the air at 4:45 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:45 p.m. Central. Docking is expected at 5:27 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:27 p.m. Central Time on Saturday. So, amidst your holiday weekend plans, please tune in to us on Saturday, and we'll bring you along as the newest cargo craft arrives at the International Space Station with 2.8 tons of food, fuel, and supplies. For now, we'll sign off for our coverage of this launch of the Progress 92. Have a great 4th of July. That's it. We'll sign off. This is Mission Control in Houston.
Houston Station on 2, this is TP for SBO.
TP, go ahead on 2.
Evening, Houston. I have this space basics outage tomorrow regarding dosimetry and low on ISS. Problem is that the docks that are attached to IPV, I cannot open those on the tablet, so I cannot really paste it in the teleprompter. Would it be possible if, you know, Axiom could send these to me in an email?
Do you understand the problem? You want to be able to open the SBO items on your iPad, on your tablet? Give us just a moment to talk about it, and we'll see what we can do.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for T-Bar and SBO.